From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Madeline Brand is away.
The big story of the day, embattled Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has resigned. Here he is announcing his resignation from the U.S. Justice Department in Washington today.
Good morning. 13 years ago, I entered public service to make a positive difference in the lives of others. And during this time, I have traveled a remarkable journey from my home state of Texas to Washington, D.C., supported by the unwavering love and encouragement of my wife, Rebecca, and our sons, Jared, Graham, and Gabriel. Yesterday, I met with President Bush and informed him of my decision to conclude my government service as Attorney General of the United States, effective as of September 17, 2007. Let me say that it has been one of my greatest privileges to lead the Department of Justice. I have great admiration and respect for the men and women who work here. I have made a point as Attorney General to personally meet as many of them as possible, and today I want to again thank them for their service to our nation. It is through their continued work that our country and our communities remain safe, that the rights and civil liberties of our citizens are protected, and the hopes and dreams of all of our children are secured. I often remind our fellow citizens that we live in the greatest country in the world, and that I have lived the American dream. Even my worst days as Attorney General have been better than my father's best days. Public service is honorable and noble, and I am profoundly grateful to President Bush for his friendship and for the many opportunities he has given me to serve the American people. Thank you, and God bless America.
That's Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez announcing his resignation from that job today in Washington. A little while after he made that announcement, President Bush arrived in Waco, Texas, got off his helicopter, and made this statement.
After months of unfair treatment that has created a harmful distraction at the Justice Department, Judge Gonzalez decided to resign his position, and I accept his decision. It's sad that we live in a time when a talented and honorable person like Alberto Gonzalez is impeding from doing important work because his good name was dragged through the mud for political reasons.
That's President Bush speaking on the announcement that his attorney general is resigning. Joining us now, NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Dina, welcome back to the show. And do you know why Mr. Gonzalez made this announcement now?
No, actually, we don't. You know, to now, the strategy has been sort of a rope-a-dope strategy in which Gonzalez was on the ropes taking punches from his critics until they were exhausted. And his resignation was very closely held. He actually resigned on Friday, and they were able to keep this from leaking out until, you know, first thing this morning.
So, you know, the president seemed really angry, I thought, in the statement that he made. He does think of Mr. Gonzalez as a personal friend who's been besmirched. Do we know who the president is going to appoint to take this position now?
Well, you know, the replacement and successor stories are a favorite Washington parlor game, and everybody likes to second-guess these things. And there's a real political sort of component to this as well, in that they sort of send up trial balloons before they actually nominate someone to see what kind of reaction they'll have. I mean, what we were hearing, my sources are telling me that Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff is the likeliest pick right now, the calculus being that he was a past Justice Department official and was a federal judge, and he's thought to really want the job. The problem is he accepted the DHS, or Department of Homeland Security, job just before Katrina hit, and he's likely to take some shots from lawmakers on how the emergency response there didn't measure up. And he was also really embroiled in the immigration debate and on border security issues, and that could gum up the works as well.
Right. So he might have some problems getting confirmed for the post of Attorney General, besides which he would then leave open the post of Director of Homeland Security, Secretary of Homeland Security, which means the president would have to fill that position and go through confirmation hearings on that.
Exactly. You'd have two confirmation hearings for what is essentially one opening. Although for that post, what we're hearing is that Townsend might well be the person who goes in there. So,
Townsend is
the deputy there now, and so there's a lot of back and forth going on now, and we're going to watch this over the next couple of days to see how it sort of shakes out. I think they have people in mind. I don't think that the president was surprised by the resignation, and I think we'll be hearing something in the next couple of days.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston, excuse me. Dina, thank you again.
My pleasure.